Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Uh-huh.
Basically, me and Megan were going to surprise you with some builders coming to do something like your doors and things like that. And I just had a phone call from them, and they're being a bit kind of, I don't know, they're not saying how much it's going to cost, and I don't want you guys to get hit with a big bill.
Right.
Do you want to speak? Do you want to speak to them?
Uh-huh, but well, if Dad was out and I was out, I'm just back in.
Like, they're on the phone and they're getting quite mad. I think they want to speak to you about the house.
Right, okay.
Right, I'll put them on, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hello, is that a lady from Drive?
Yes, it is.
Hello, it's Eric Brown here, painter and decorator. Came round to look at your property, but you went home. But we had a look round at my colleague and I. And we're wondering when we can get to carry on the job.
Well, no, not really, because I don't know anything about this. And I need a coat and I'd have to speak to my husband.
Well, you can't back down now, love. It wasn't just a quote. You booked time.
I didn't book out.
No, you didn't. All our calls are recorded, so there's no back.
I did not. It was my daughter, and she just wanted a quote.
Jennifer, is that right? Well, she didn't say a quote to me, love, and I've got a team here. I've taken them off a job.
Well, I don't know what I want done with the property.
So you'd like to cancel the job?
Yes.
You do understand there's a £300 cancellation fee?
No, I am not paying that.
Well, of course, you'll have to legally, I'm afraid.
No, I would never, never, never ask to do a job without a quote. And you know, as a builder and as somebody who has got your own business, you wouldn't do anything without a quote.
It sounds to me like you're backtracking.
I never asked for anything.
So we'll just go ahead and process the £300 cancellation?
No.
Well, I didn't think you would want to. Right, so when can we come in and get on with the job then?
No, there's no way.
I've already ordered doors because the doors need replacing.
No, you don't order doors.
I'm high and mighty, living in my big house in Bearsden, and I'm just looking down at
the
little man.
I don't have a big house. I'm not high and mighty.
Sleep at night.
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
You're sitting in your big ivory tower there in Bearsden, looking down at the little man.
Mum. Jennifer. How did you get on? I mean, your house is quite big.
Jennifer! See, when your dad did the extension, your dad did that to me without me picking.
It's Eric Brown here again. I'll put you on to Julie in a accounts department. And
no, I'm not paying for anything.
Well, give me 2 minutes. I'll get Julie to have a word with you. She'll calm you down.
No, I'm not giving you 2 minutes. I'm going to
be on hold.
She's hung up. Hopefully we can sing that.
So we tried for like 2 days. We couldn't get her back. And then eventually, Jennifer told me that her mum has actually got an invite to the Queen's Garden Party at Holyrood. That's fancy, isn't it?
Very posh.
Right, now, by
don't
now...
Don't mind the Bear's Den pad.
Absolutely. By now, Jennifer's already told her mum it was me. Apparently, she's a big fan of the show. Right? So I decided to phone her back and save us from the palace.
Hello?
Hello, Joyce. It's Farquhar Huntington Smythe here from Holyrood Palace.
Ah,
I'm afraid we can't invite you to the Queen's Garden Party because you've been hanging out with that awful George Bowie fella on Make Your Mum Mad, and it's an absolute disgrace what you people do on that show. I'm afraid you can't be there. I can't believe you wouldn't answer after I was trying to phone you back. So how did you feel about Jennifer after she set you up on Make Your Mum Mad? Is it all forgiven?
Yes, it's all forgiven.
Jennifer, the good news is it's all forgiven.
Yay!
You've won £100 cash, which will probably buy the rental of a hat for the garden party. Because I'm guessing that doesn't come cheap. Hey, listen, Joyce, thank you for being such a great sport. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Right, thank you.
And you have a great time at the garden party. Have a lovely weekend. And well done, Jennifer. I've got you the money, all right?
Thank you. Thanks very much.